Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yesterday on the Mike Calta show, they were discussing what went down, transpired, if you will, between myself and Holly from Hot Mornings with Miguel on Hot 101.5. And it sounded a little something like this.
I thought that was going to happen after Christmas.
I did too. I guess it didn't.
Oh! You were the one that had to be talked into it. Maybe he was feeling like he didn't want to do it.
I think he doesn't want to do it.
Oh, but you would do it?
I would probably do it.
All right, well, good. I'm going to try and facilitate you and Drew making sweet love to each other.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't want it to happen, or you don't think it's going to happen?
No, he avoids me.
He's embarrassed. He's a little shy.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, that day I felt a little Cosby-ish. You didn't feel like you wanted to kiss him.
Well, I was not fully divorced then, and some awkwardness. And
yeah, it was awkward. What, 90 guys would Snapchat in your face?
Yeah,
what's the big
going,
deal?
What? Yeah. It was a little rough.
But now, after it happened, it was like nice and warm.
It was nice and lovely.
He's Drew a good kisser?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that last part.
That's an awkward way to end it.
It is. It definitely is. I have no idea if I'm a good kisser or not.
You should have bit her.
I never really hear any complaints, but that's only because I usually kill the girls that I kiss. And I will say that regarding my personal situation, there's a lot that I am not quite ready to address just yet that is in play here. So if you have questions, I respect that. But I will also ask you to keep them to yourself because I am not in a position where I can address a lot of what's going on with me in my personal life right now. I will at some point in time, I imagine. But as of right now, there are pieces that are involved. And out of respect to those pieces, there's only so much I can say. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. No, that's good.
Okay. So with that said, there are other reasons that that Holly and I could not go any further. And one of those is that we work together. And you're either going to end up like the Kushners, the one in 10,000 workplace romances that actually works and comes to fruition, or you'll end up like the other 9,999, and you'll have two people who hate each other and still have to show up in the same workplace. Now, nothing against dear Holly from Hot 101.5, but I don't know that we could achieve Kushner status, and I needed to bring her on the show, either in person or on the phone. On the phone worked better for her, and thoroughly apologize to her for, rather than confronting this with her, apologizing and being more thorough and forthright with my reasoning for not pursuing it any further. I chose to distance myself, ghost, if you will, and just kind of leave her to figure it out on her own. So, Holly, welcome to the program, and please allow me to sincerely and thoroughly apologize to you for not having the difficult conversation that you deserved.
Wow, thank you. Thanks.
Well, you don't need to thank me just for being a man or an adult about it. I should have done it long ago. There were mitigating factors that I left out because I was a pussy. And I should have treated you with more respect and more honesty. And I apologize that I did not.
I actually do have to agree that you should have handled it differently. So.
She's right. I can't disagree.
I'm thanking you.
Why?
Is there a reason also that you didn't want me to be in the studio with you yesterday?
Yes. There were some things going on in my personal life that would have made it a lot more difficult for me. And you know, oh, hey, what's up? How are you?
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Whoa. I guess you can
come on in.
But today, I guess things
I thought I heard an echo.
That's interesting that you guys would do that.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's no different to me if she's in person or on the phone.
Okay, I just thought it was good, you know, kind of audible to have her do that.
Holly, you look great today.
Cool.
You
do look very nice. Freshly shorn, I guess, from Ideal Image. You've gotten hair removed from you.
Yes, it's delightful.
Good. What'd you have done, if I may ask?
My bikini area.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll just walk away from that one quickly and gingerly. Okay. So anyway, well, I'm glad that you're here in person because that allows me the opportunity to finally look you in the eye and say that I should have been more of a man. I apologize for not giving you the forthright and frank discussion that you deserved.
Thank you.
And I apologize for taking the cowardly way out and making this more awkward than it had to be for both of us.
It just went on for so long.
Yes.
It really did. And then it was so uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because you avoided me in the hall.
Well, I didn't intentionally avoid you. Just let the record reflect. I would never intentionally avoid you. I just, if I had two ways to get somewhere and one of them took me by your office, I would probably take the other way.
Yeah.
Which, an extra 35 to 40 steps is no big deal. I need to burn the calories anyway.
Sure. And right. But see, then it got to the point where I thought, I need to avoid you.
Oh.
And I'd rather not see you. And then I had to start avoiding this whole area in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
And it was terrible.
Don't avoid the bone. Oh, no.
Oh, it was bad.
When I saw you at Rob's kid's birthday party, mm-hmm. we talked.
We did. And I thought that was really good. I was like, okay, this is going to be an avenue to like talk about what possibly happened, what's going on with you, because at the end of the day, I'm a pretty empathetic person.
Very.
And I am, I hope, a decent person.
A very decent person.
So I just care about people. And
yes.
I mean, we've had discussions.
We have.
And I care about your personal life.
Thank you.
I don't want you to be in any kind of pain or suffering.
Thank you.
So after Rob's birthday party, I thought, okay, this is fine. Like, we've come face to face.
Yes.
There were kids involved.
Many.
So then I was like, you know what we should do? We should just have like a coffee and just sit down and talk about why this is so damn awkward.
Sure.
And then it turned even more awkward because you really didn't want to do that.
I did not.
At all.
I was not.
And instead of telling me when I texted you, I said, you don't have to. You said, no, it would be great.
And theoretically, right? It would be great in another alternative universe. But yes, no, I didn't know how to say, gosh, that's a super offer, but no thank you. Like, how can I do that without hurting your feelings? I don't want to hurt your feelings. You're awesome.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
But I would rather you just be honest with
right.
me because I'm a big girl.
I know. And I should have just
and
said
I just
that's
don't like to be confused.
Right. Well, welcome to my world. I'm very confused and confusing. But I should have said, hey, listen, that's a great offer, but we don't even need to go down that road. Let's, I don't know, be friends. See, that would have been so much more awkward than just saying, yes, let's have lunch or coffee and then blowing you off.
And then not doing it at all.
We have a guest on the phone right now who I'm sure is going to make this whole thing a lot better and less awkward.
See, we couldn't do this if Holly was on the phone and this was the person was on the phone. That's why I'm so happy she's in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reason that this is happening, Mike Calto. What's up, Mike?
You are. I need to apologize to anybody?
I don't think so. Oh, you did what you do, which is create great radio in the morning here on 102.5 The Bone. So I don't think you owe me an apology, and I don't think you owe Holly an apology or anybody, really.
All right, so then let's talk about this for a second. Where did everything go get so awkward? Why it was started off like kind of as a fun joke. How did it get awkward?
You mean back in December or like the last couple of days?
Well, I mean, it, obviously after December, it got awkward after that. I know what happened the last couple of days.
Yes, you do. I would say back in December, it started as a fun joke. There were things going on in my personal life that were complicated by the flirtatious relationship between myself and Holly. The kiss that took place on the air. And those things became greatly complicated. And I had to work through them.
So, did they then become more complicated on Kiss of Ginger Day?
No, not at all.
That's an official holiday.
Kiss of Ginger Day was an official holiday. And leading up to the kiss with Holly, it wasn't like I just kissed Holly out of the blue. There was flirtation leading up to that.
There was.
That would make anyone who had some bizarre interest in yours truly feel uneasy. And that is what I think greatly complicated things. The Kiss of Ginger thing was just like, oh, it's Kiss of Ginger. We have a redheaded coworker. Let's bring her in and she'll kiss me and then she'll be gone. With Holly, the foul temptress.
That was a sensual kiss. That was a more sensual kiss. I watched that on Bone TV at home. My pants were almost off.
Well, good. I agree. The kiss itself was more palpable than the kiss that Holly and I shared at the toy drive, which was for the kids. But yes, you're.
Is there a list of people you can kiss and a list of people you can't kiss?
I would say the list of people I can kiss is pretty short, and the list of people that I cannot kiss pretty long.
Yeah, that's a long list.
All right. Someone needs to write that down and leave that list for me so I don't cause any more problems.
Thank you. I will email
Holly,
you a list.
You, Polly, are you allowed to kiss everybody?
I suppose I'm allowed to kiss whoever I want to.
Kiss Seth right now, please.
What? No, thank you. I'm not inserting myself into that craziness. Like, no way would I want to do that.
Dude, she just said Phoebe's nuts is what she just said.
She totally did. Phoebe's a crazy bitch. You would stab her. I think that's exactly what Holly just said. See how Mike operates? He's such an instigator.
Well, I do think you should give me your kiss list so I can leave it in the studio for Mike so he knows what to discuss
sure.
on the show.
Here is a list of the people that I can kiss without repercussions.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's see. We've got Danielle from 97X on there.
There is nothing written on that piece of paper.
Carmen from the Mike Calta show.
Nothing is written on that piece of paper that I just gave you. There are no kisses. None.
Okay. Mimi?
None. No, not Mimi.
Come on,
no.
That's a freebie.
No Mimis, no nobodies. No kissing.
Mimi.
Terrible. But thank you, Michael, for calling in and making an awkward moment even more awkward. I appreciate you very much.
Always appreciated.
I agree with Kevin. You should have bit her. Goodbye.
Thank you. Take care. So is there anything else? And I'll give you this opportunity. If you need anything from me, I'll be happy to man up and deliver. Other than, of course, kissing you, I will do anything.
Let it be known that I'm over that.
Okay, good. That ship has sailed. Good.
It is so far past the harbor, I
good.
Don't see it anymore.
Okay, I'm delighted to hear that.
I am too. So this is what I really just wanted to say.
Yes.
Is that I want you to be clear, and I want everybody to be clear, that Holly O'Connor is not sitting around pining for Drew Garabo.
That's
anywhere.
Unfortunate, but okay.
It is what it is. So having said that, I just felt first hurt that I felt like this friendship was damaged and then it would turn into this big thing and
right.
this actually had to happen.
Right.
And then I was just more irritated that
sure.
that things turned out the way that they did. So I'm actually glad that we're clearing the air
Me
and
too.
I don't feel like I have to avoid the promotions corner where your office is.
Right.
The general region of the bone
Not
after
at
about
all.
12:30 p.m.
And let the record reflect, we were friends before all of this happened. Like
we
there
were.
Was no there was no no romantic spark that either of us felt as far as I know.
Right.
We were solid friends.
Yes, and
okay.
it was really unfortunate that everything had to devolve into what it did.
Agreed.
So, having said that, I accept your apology,
Thank
and
you.
I really do appreciate that because I was irritated.
I can tell, and I am sorry to be a source of irritation for you, much like I'm a source of irritation for a lot of people. And I apologize that I was not man enough to be as forthright with you as I could have been. I humbly bow before you.
I appreciate it, and thank you. And I apologize for any craziness I may have caused, although I did apologize for that earlier, so yeah. I feel like that's redundant.
All right, now y'all kiss and make up.
I knew you were going to say that, you son of a bitch.
Hey, man. I got to take the easy shots.
Everybody good?
This is just classic Garabo.
Yeah, it is.
Avoiding the issue.
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't avoided anything.
Well, for as long as you could.
Yes, but now I think we've directly dealt with it.
Do you feel uncomfortable? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable.
Okay.
I don't think.
Are you fully comfortable, though?
Well, no, but it's got nothing to do with her. I mean, it's got little to do with her. Not very little to do with her life and everything to do with everything I have going on in my life.
I knew she was serious when she said a whole name.
Yes, when she used her full name, that's when things got R-E-A-L. That's
you
for sure.
You got to lay it down.
If there's ever an issue again, Holly, I know it seems like Drew and I are in cahoots, but you can always talk to me because I'm team everybody else other than Garabo, so I'm always on everybody else's side.
That is true. He's a son of a bitch for it. By the way, let's promote your...
Into the booty bash.
Oh, my gosh.
When and where is the booty bash?
Oh,
so
no.
We can
no,
send people there.
It's not the booty bash.
Oh, it's
please.
Not?
It's blown
no,
off ball.
This is blown off ball.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There will be booty there.
There yes. will be.
Has the booty bash already occurred?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one's the blown off ball.
Yeah, that was a Gasparilla thing. But this is like our big event. The Miguel Show is hosting it, and it's happening at SIP on Friday.
Okay.
And this is sort of our first big event that we're really digging in and making sure it's going to be this amazing time for mostly singles in Tampa Bay, but also anybody, because there's going to be those wristbands where, you wear red if... I'm not going to ask any questions. Yellow, I'm not asking questions. Green, like, you know, whatever. And so it's going to be this really exciting thing. And there's going to be this huge spin the bottle game. So if you're listening, you're like, hey, the blown off ball, you should come and
now,
bring a friend.
Will there be more than one? Will there be multiple blown off balls? Or will this be a singular blown off ball?
This is the first inaugural.
Ah, so there may be future blown off balls.
There's going to be blown off balls in the future.
Understood.
Yeah.
Giggle. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you again for being here. And I'm sorry again for being less than a man.
Oh, look at her when you apologize.
Oh, I was looking down for my Lex Nightbreed. I'm sorry for trying to be prepared for my radio program. Yes, I am sorry. I'm deeply sorry. It will not happen again. And I will be forthright with you. If you'll allow me to be your friend again, I will be your friend again. And
I
nothing
would
will be awkward.
Very much enjoy it. That would be
me
delightful.
Too. I would love to the chance to be your friend again.
Thank you.
Looking you
too.
Straight in the eyes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, this is enough.
Thank
enough.
You.
Thank you.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends.
Friend.
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's phone a friend.
It's time for a friend.
Better late than never, I say. We have Lindsay and Adam on the phone with us. Lindsay wants to sleep in a separate bed. Adam says, look, we're on opposite schedules. It'd be nice if we could sleep in the same bed every once in a while. Where do we go with this, guys? I mean, what do you think, Seth?
I think we have to say maybe Lindsay sleeps in her own bed 3 days out of the week.
Adam?
I'm okay with that.
Or maybe on the weekends.
Yeah. Exactly, when nobody's working.
Or if she gives them enough notice when she has like a tough day the next day. You know?
Yeah, like I got an early morning meeting.
Yeah.
How about you go sleep in the guest room, chump? Something like that.
Well, you know what, to be honest, though, I mean, half the times when she gets off work, she's a bartender. She gets off at 2, 3 in the morning. I wouldn't really know until I woke up the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. I told him I'll just sleep in the guest bedroom the night that I work, and that's why I want to switch our closet, because I have my clothes in our bedroom, and he has his clothes in our guest bedroom. If I switch closets, he won't wake me up in the morning.
That's a big part of it, too, the closets.
The closets is a huge part of this, I can tell. Adam, are you receptive to switching closets? I know there are a lot of concessions being made here, but it does seem like she deserves happiness.
Yeah, you give too much there. She's going to expect too much after that, though.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
God forbid.
Tough negotiator.
He is. He's handing his... Now, Lindsay, this is good for you because when you do finally stagger home after hooking up with a dude after your bartending shift...
No!
Whoa.
That would never happen.
Just keep it in a separate bedroom.
I like these guys a lot. I would like for there to be some sort of compromise when it comes to the closet space. I think this is a great relationship based on honesty. Whatever you guys decide is cool with me, but I think that the closets are going to become a huge issue.
Yeah, that's why I'm just going to blow the house up and buy a new one.
There you go.
No, it's funny because I've been complaining about it a lot lately, about me not being able to sleep. And last Friday, I actually like woke up in tears. Like I screamed and yelled at him, and I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Oh. And I've been telling everybody, I'm like, I'm just going to switch the closets when he's at work one day, and that way. It's just the nights that I work. If I can just go sleep in the other bedroom until I, you know, get my good sleep, and then I'll be fine. I don't work every night. So, I mean, we do spend nights together where we go to bed together at the same time.
I love these guys.
This would be a good show bonding activity if you went to their house and cleaned out our closet for her.
Oh, my God.
The closets.
We'll switch your closets.
They're not bad. I think the point here is that I got a good friend coming in town Thursday. She wants to switch the closets in time to where her clothes are in the room that my buddy's going to be staying in.
No, I will switch closets when Tony leaves.
Okay. Listen, I like you guys a lot. You've been very good phone of friends. Are you ready to compete for a pair of Tampa Bay Lightning tickets? I'll even let you play as a couple and confer with each other on the answers. How does that sound?
That sounds good, Drew.
All right, it's a little game called What Would JT Say? We had Seth go into the Tampa Bay Lightning locker room, and he asked JT Brown. He's on fire lately, by the way. What, 4 goals in the last couple of games?
Yeah, 5, I think.
Yeah, and JT's on fire. Seth went into the Lightning locker room and asked JT Brown these questions. You have to just predict, let's go 3 out of 5.
Okay.
And you get yourself some tickets to go check out the Lightning playing the Nashville Predators. You good?
Sounds good.
First question is, are video games a sport? Did J.D. Brown say yes or no? Are video games a sport? You may confer with each other for 5 seconds.
Babe, going with no.
No? I was thinking yes.
Sorry, that's Beds Are Burning playing in the background. Sorry to alarm everyone. Freak me out, too. I'm going to need a final answer. Did J.T. Brown say, are video games a sport?
Go with the wife, say no.
You're going with the wife and saying he said they are not a sport. Let's find out what JT said. What did JT say? Are video games a sport?
I'm not going to go and say it's a sport, but I do have a fun time playing video games.
All right. Very good, guys. That's 1 out of 1. Congratulations. You just need 2 more, and you are going to a Lightning game courtesy of us. Seth asked JT, who's your favorite artist? JT Brown responded, either J. Cole, Beyonce, or Dixie Chicks? Beyonce, J. Cole, or Dixie Chicks? Who is JT Brown from the Tampa Bay Lightning's favorite artist?
That's tough.
I'm going to say Beyonce. Everybody loves Beyonce, though.
Final answer?
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't want to be hopping around stage and stuff, but...
Beyonce.
Beyonce, final answer. Who is JT's favorite artist?
Final answer.
Here it comes.
I'd probably have to go with J. Cole.
Oh, sorry, guys.
We're both wrong.
JT. Sorry about that. J. Cole, his favorite artist. So you're one out of two.
It's best two out of three, right?
That's okay. Three out of five.
Oh, three out of five. Okay.
Three out of five.
I guarantee you they're walking away with the tickets today.
Maybe. J.T. Brown was asked, have you kept a journal by Seth? Who kept a journal? Did he say yes?
I love his journal.
Good. Did he say, did he say yes, no, or only in elementary school? What did JT say? Yes, no, or only in elementary school?
I'll take the third.
Yeah. Too torture. I agree. Elementary school.
Only in elementary school. JT, did you keep a journal? Did you keep a journal?
A journal? I remember in school they made us keep journals. Like early in elementary school we had to keep journals, but I don't. Outside of that, no.
What would you think of like a guy maybe in his 20s who kept the journal maybe for about 4 years and wrote it about this girl he was obsessed with?
I'd say he's in love.
All right. Very good, guys. J.T. Brown did indeed keep a journal in elementary school. You're two out of three so far. What TV shows are you currently watching, J.T. Brown from the Tampa Bay Lightning? How to Get Away with Murder, Suits, and Graceland? Only ESPN? Or I Don't Watch TV? What TV shows is J.T. Brown currently watching?
I say Graceland.
No, that's
no,
one. One
Wait.
Answer is how to. It's one answer. How to Get Away with Murder, Suits, and Graceland. That's one answer. Second answer, only ESPN. Third answer, doesn't watch TV.
Oh, first.
First. What do you think, Lindsay?
I was going to say only ESPN, but we'll let Adam pick this time.
No, let Adam pick this time. JT, what are you watching on TV? JT,
right now I'm really into How to Get Away with Murder, Suits, Graceland, a lot of crappy TV with bad acting, but it keeps me entertained.
Congratulations, guys. You are going to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
LOD.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to have Lindsay hang on. We're going to get her information. Adam, thank you very much. Switch those closets out, and thanks a lot for being LOD and listening to the show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.